This is Elizabeth, a Balola Nurse Practitioner, dictating on this of service of date of service was 7/5/2024. Patient's last name is Martinez. First name is Brenda. Date of birth 12/3/1971. Patient is a 52-year-old female who presents for yearly physical exam. She complained of multiple joint pains, especially in the shoulders, which reduced to her arms and fingers. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blurred vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath or cough. GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, patient complained of bilateral shoulder pain that radiates to the arms and fingers with intermittent numbness in both hands. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 151 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 108 over 66, pulse is 61, respiration 18, temperature 97.9. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rhythm and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no apnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient has point tenderness to the bilateral shoulders, no swelling or erythema noted, no limited range of motion evident. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflex is equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient had a fasting lab. Which included a comprehensive metabolic panel, CBC, thyroid panel, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel. With pending results, patient will also be given prescriptions for screening mammogram. Patient had multi-system ultrasound, which results were within normal limits. Patients will be given prescriptions for ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, 1 POTIDPRN, quantity 60, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 POQHS, quantity 90. Follow up in 1 week or as needed. Diagnosis, physical exam, joint pains, and neuropathy. Next patient, last name is Mayo, M-A-Y-O. First name is Sophia. Date of birth is 11/27/2010. Date of service, 8/5/2024. Patient is a 13-year-old female accompanied by mother. Status post, ER visit for lacerated left thumb. Patient denies any distress. She presents today for suture removal. with your symptoms, H-E-E-N-T, ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, no reports of any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac, no reports of any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory, no reports of any shortness of breath or cough, GI, no abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin, patient has lacerated left thumb, patient denies any drainage or swelling or redness over the affected area. Musculoskeletal, patient denies any joint swelling or stiffness. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no drug allergies. Weight is 149 pounds. O2 saturation 98%. Blood pressure 112 over 68. Pulse is 84. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.4. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rhythm, no mononosis, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs and four active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented, and three, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, lacerated area of the left thumb appears to be intact, no evidence of erythema or exudate. Total of fast interrupted stitches removed with patient's cooperation and tolerated procedure well. Procedure completed with sterile technique. Wound is covered. Patient to return to clinic for follow-up in 3 days. Diagnosis, status post-ER emergency room visit, status post-lacerated left thumb, and suture removal and wound care. Thank you.